Hey, I'm Cronus, everyone, and today we have a special guest. He can introduce himself and tell us everything about him. Without further ado, go ahead.
Hey everybody, my name is David. It's a pleasure to be on, so thanks a million for having me, Aaron. I am the singer of Lucid Dreams. It's my musical baby, the band I have started 4 years ago. It's a dream pop synth pop trio consisting of two human band members and one artificial band member called Lucy.
And that's Lucy.
And we are in Vienna, exactly, and we are based in Vienna in Europe.
Excellent. So, what is going on with you right now? What is the latest with Lucy Dreams?
The thing is, I've never been as excited as I am right now. We have 2 weeks to go until April 5th, where we'll be releasing our new single called Love. Very generic title for what is probably the song I'm most proud of in my whole career. But
Wow.
it's just love. So this is out in 2 weeks. Together with an amazing team, we shot an incredible music video. We sort of tried to redefine, and I think we have succeeded in redefining Lucid Dreams' image in terms of sound and also in terms of the visual aspects. So that's happening in 2 weeks.
What's the
In
date?
3 weeks, April the 5th.
Okay.
So today is March 20th. So on Friday in 2 weeks, I'm super stoked about that and can't wait to show this baby to this beautiful world. And yeah, then in 3 weeks we're off to the UK, which is another exciting endeavor for us for two shows in Sheffield and in London. And why the two of us are connected, and this brings me to probably the most spectacular aspect of our near future. In August, we will be touring Canada, and this is probably the most exciting thing I've done as a musician.
Well, if you hit Toronto, I'm nearby. I'm not that close, but let me know. We'll see if we can come get some people out. There is a
Yeah,
music
absolutely.
community in Toronto that I've been part of called DIT, which I highly recommend you being a part of, which is also how I find many of you guys. So
Exactly.
just it's a good thing to know. So the song that you have, this new song, this new video that you've shot, what is the story behind the song? And is the video like displaying the story behind the song, or is the lyrics in the video different?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called Love, and it is basically about this everyday feeling that so many of us have, too few of us share, but all of us carry inside. We as human beings, we have this. It's not only romantic, erotic, or emotional love, but it's also this sort of connection that you have to your fellows, to everybody around you. And what we should sort of nurture a little more these days, I would say. As a side job, I'm a teacher. I teach English and Italian, and I see it among the kids that what we need more and more is just this basic concept of love. As I said it in the beginning, it is very generic. It is very, a term often used and
Well,
sometimes wrong used.
if you let me take a little stab at this. I find that love is also like very spiritual, and like the whole universe and everything can really just stem back to that. So if you're into that world of, spirituality and things like that, like really, like especially people who are like when they're about to die and stuff, they really fall into this really, oh my God, the love is so overwhelming, right? Like
Absolutely.
it's really a big part of life. So I wrote a song when I was feeling kind of in 2020, like I finished a record, and one of the songs I finished just before the pandemic, when things were feeling pretty crappy in 2019, 2020, I wrote a song called It's Time for Love.
Yeah.
And I
Right.
just, all the time is what we needed. And it just, I feel you. Okay, well, that's cool.
Did you actually, sorry to interrupt you, did you actually consider using another word for love?
Not at all.
Yeah, because it is just the word that sort of pins down the concept, the emotion concept behind it as yeah, well, it just pins it down best.
Well, and then I was doing stuff where I'm like, I would use It's Time for Live. You're gonna go live and play your, I did a lot of streaming. There was that aspect of it too. Do you do lots
Yeah.
of do you do live streaming?
Do you mean live streaming of concerts?
Are you performing live on the internet frequently?
Not too often, to be honest. In my opinion, music, so the purest form of music is performing it live, and performing it live is created by, the moment being shared by a band on stage and the audience. And I always have the impression the more effort I put in a performance, the more it resonates with the audience. The more I see it resonate with the audience, the more motivated I am. And this sort of creates such an incredible dynamic that can only be achieved on stage and by real performances. So obviously, during the pandemic, we tried to sort of, make use of all the video performance possibilities. But now, that gladly it's over again. We try to perform as much as possible. I do believe though that it's a nice thing to have, a nice way to connect with the audience. But you see, even the Atlantic Ocean is not big enough for us not to sort of overcome it and come to Canada directly to play shows there.
Well, there you go. So there you have it. Well, that's great. No, in-person shows are always the best. With the tech, though, it is kind of nice. Like, I'm in a small town north of Toronto, about an hour and a half, and I can still connect with people in Hollywood now, friends of mine
Yes.
everywhere. It's nice. I was always trying to find remote work in Canada, and it was kind of hard to find it. And then now that the pandemic's hit, it's like you can find remote work anywhere. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, not
Yeah, yeah,
anywhere.
yeah.
You got to be good at what you do. All right. Well, so do you have any advice for people who might consider leaving their country to tour or to play music? And is there any surprises that you've encountered on that trek?
I think consistency is one of the most important things, and like kindness. Obviously, you have to put a lot of effort in it. We are basically doing this whole thing on a very indie basis. I can actually also send mails in English, so as mails to Italy and to England, and the results were surprising. So there were two venues in London and Reading. It back to me in a way that completely blew me away. This place in Reading, where the festival, where the famous Reading Festival takes place, and the guy Peter from a place called the Oakford Social Club, he is amazing. We've met, we've played there twice, and he replied to me when I was like, "Hi, my name is David. I'm a singer of Lucid Dreams. I'd love to tour England because so and so and so on." He goes, and obviously we had never met. He has not heard of Lucid Dreams before, but he says, he goes in the email, "Hi, David. I thought you would never ask." Holy crap, how cool can a reply be? So we ended up
It
playing there.
basically, so basically, they're saying we already know who you are and we want you here.
Well, exactly. But even though they didn't really know, he just checked us out. And I was like, yeah, okay. He is obviously ready to do that. And this was
That's a
just
good
such an amazing.
response. It's
It is. It
it
is.
also is a smart response to use if you want to almost manipulate someone into thinking that you like them. I wonder if he
Absolutely.
says that to all of them. Right, I'll send him one. Oh yeah, we were waiting for you to ask. Oh, okay. But it's a good one. But it sounds
It
I hope it's genuine. It sounds authentic. Hopefully it was. That's pretty cool. I like it.
we've met twice. We played there twice, and we will play there again in October.
And what is the
And
venue? Could you describe the venue for my listeners?
It's very interesting of you to ask, because this is sort of, this gets the, I don't know, the material in the story. It's really, really good. It's a very modern Irish pub, with a really cool stage in the middle of the pub. And during weekdays they have your regular Irish pub business or pub business. And then in the evening, especially on weekends, they have bands on stage. And I just give you a couple of names. They pride themselves in showcasing up and coming acts on their stage. The stage is not too big. It's a very, very familiar atmosphere.
And it
But
must have
Mumford
been
and Sons.
busy. It must have been busy there 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. There's like Mumford and Sons played their first Reading show there. It was the XX played there. Like a couple of really, really big, now big names played there when they were not big yet.
That's always a great story to
So
hear.
yeah, just be kind, be genuine in your mails and in however. What I made good experience with is also direct voice messages on Instagram. So I would just approach venues with, "Hi, my name is David. I'm booking a tour for my band Lucid Dreams, and I was just wondering if you'd be interested in showcasing us between the X and Y of August, and so on and so forth." And it worked. And to be honest, I now have a tour, a Canada tour, with six or seven shows between the 16th and the 31st of August, all booked by myself, and mainly using also Instagram as a tool for first contact.
So that's
And
inspiring.
let me just add one more thing.
Yeah.
The kindness. My inquiries and my messages are met by Canadians. It's just fucking mind-blowing. This is so incredible. Like, this is, I mean,
Don't
there
worry,
is a
there are
certain.
some idiots in Canada. You'll find them too. But I'm glad that you are encountering the
You
nice.
got them everywhere, don't you?
You'd be surprised, but the niceness, it does, we are nice and that's good. But I was saying, as I'm impressed and inspired by this, so here's my question. Like, I'm an artist and I haven't toured Canada yet because it's pretty big. It's better to sort of tour where your music's being played a little bit when you're starting. But how, like, what I'd like to know is, if you've never done Canada on a tour before and you're not on the
Yeah.
radio and you're able to book this tour, how big are these shows going to be and what kind of crowds can you expect and do you get paid?
Well, we get paid from a couple of venues, and some are just experience. What helps is that there's just the two of us. That's Stefan and me, playing on stage with our artificial band member Lucy, basically joining us from the box, so from the computer.
I have an artificial bass. This is my bass player.
Yes, that looks so nice. It's the
Ableton.
exact push. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that makes so much sense. And so basically, we're good friends. We're not only musical partners, but we're also good friends. And doing a road trip through Canada with the add-on of as it were, with a nice addition of playing shows is just really, really, really nice.
Are you going to try to go to the US at all?
Not to play, because
Are you
there's
going to
this one
visit?
advantage. It could be, yeah, maybe. But there is this advantage in Canada: you don't have to pay the artist visa. I don't know if you've heard. You, as Canadian, you probably also have to pay artist visa if you want to
I'm
perform there,
aware
right?
of the P2 visas that I would need for the States. I don't know
Yeah,
if coming
exactly.
from where you're coming from, it's the same, because we get treated a little preferential being from the next door. Like, I lived in
Yeah.
LA for 13 years. I used to have an H-1B
Oh,
visa.
wow.
I had an H-1B, and they're not easy to get. I have a computer science degree and I work in SEO and digital marketing, so I
Okay.
was able to do
Yeah.
that when then work on music, you know, like that's I did a record in LA.
Oh.
Pandemic hit, I came home.
Yeah. But this is super interesting, Aaron. You work in SEO, right?
Yes.
Or
I actually
digital
am an
marketing.
SEO director.
Huh.
So that's my specialty, and I've spoken about it many times at conferences. And now I'm focused on online reputation management, just because that just happens to be where I'm at the moment. I've done a lot of SEO for attorneys and lawyers, but it's not the same for the music
Yeah.
industry.
Yeah.
Like, you
Have you ever
can't.
tried to merge those two domains, like the marketing side of things and the and your passion for music?
It's kind of like the shoe store owner, his kids don't have shoes. Like, it's like one of those scenarios where I do
I
so
got
much
it.
stuff for everyone else that when it comes to my stuff, and that's what I'm trying to do now. I really want to take on the music industry hardcore. That's why I have a podcast. I'm recording every Friday right now, and I'm going to be releasing a
Yeah.
song every 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's
I don't
incredible.
know how to tour yet. I don't have venues wanting me, but we're going to start putting a live show together. I played the Horseshoe Toronto twice last year. I
Yeah.
didn't bring enough people. They don't want me back until I have a bigger crowd. They want me to play
Okay.
around a bit more, but I booked
Yeah.
it twice and it's hard to do.
Yeah,
They
right.
gave me a really shitty night, which they understood that no one would really come to that except for the 10, 20 people I got to come. I also didn't promote it properly, and I'm learning that that's a different story. So now I'm in the studio. Instead of banking on this album that I did 4 years ago, I'm in the studio right now, and I'm going to release a song every 6 weeks and work with a company or a couple companies to try to get some traction. and actually play more live shows. I'm also trying to figure out my live show was just me, two televisions on different sides of me, and nobody else, and Ableton. What I need is a drummer and maybe a rhythm guitar player
Okay.
and maybe two people singing. So we'll see.
You know what we could think about? I mean, I don't know about your life ambitions at the moment, but we are looking into playing Toronto on the 23rd of August. And
Do you have a gig?
not confirmed yet, but we're in good talks with two venues. And I mean, if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to flip you on the bill as well. I mean, obviously having an artist from Toronto would definitely help. August 23rd, we're having a show in Toronto, and we'd be more than happy to have you on the bill as well. I mean, having an artist from Toronto would absolutely be like a nice and welcome addition to the show.
We're pretty fast when it comes to recording. But so, like, back to the whole point of the Musician's Insider. So I guess taking the initiative to book a tour way outside of where you're from, and maybe remind my viewers where you're from again.
That Vienna, capital of Austria in Europe.
Isn't that amazing? Where Mozart started.
He was born in Salzburg and then moved to Vienna. And yeah, sometimes it's really, really nice to be surrounded by so much history. I mean, the thing is, it's history. Yeah, it's not, I don't know, it's not Austin, it's not Tokyo, it's not, the cities where you really feel, okay, this is the future. Obviously we are here, we have the past, but still it's impressive, absolutely. And I just recently walked by the birthplace of Ludwig van Beethoven. So I was like, fucking hell, this is no, not the birth, sorry, the place he lived in Vienna, completely randomly. But yeah, it's the epicenter of classical
Beethoven
music.
vibes. That's cool. That's very cool. So let me think here. So what about after you've done this tour, then what? You go back. What's the next thing for you after that? Is there more recording? How do you plan it?
Yes, absolutely. So we will, with this tour, we'll promote the EP that'll be out the week after the tour. Should be September 6th or 4th. And then in October, we will be back in the UK for a more extensive tour. So we try to sort of release and tour as much as possible, as much as our day job sort of allow us to do. We both work with kids. We love working with kids. But our two, our dreams, our plans are to sort of go full time into music.
Yeah, it's hard to go full time. I mean, I would love to do music full time, and it's like it's not full time yet. You know, maybe at some point, and I feel you. Very cool. So I was just
And
thinking
this
about
is
if
why we decided to, sorry, this is why we decided to go all in with the new music video now. It's like we had designers who sort of, they put everything on a completely new level. We worked together with an agency who did an incredible job with the video. I was close to tears when I saw the first footage. It was ridiculous.
So,
I've never seen myself like that. I'm so convinced about what we have in install now.
I just did my first video was in during the pandemic, and I spent $17,000 on it in Toronto at the Horseshoe. Now it cost me 11 to 12,000. They gave me a $17,000 video for about 12,500 or so. But like, for example, the guy brought the camera that goes over your harness and stuff like that because it was $25,000 camera. He brought it because it was easier for him to shoot it, but I didn't pay for that upgrade. They just brought it 'cause they're like, fuck it, we're bringing the heavy stuff.
Yeah,
But
makes sense.
I
Are you satisfied artistically?
yeah, no, I love the video, but I don't it didn't do anything for me because it didn't nobody saw it. That's my problem is the marketing, even though I'm a marketing guy. Like I didn't release the album right 'cause the pandemic fucked everything up and I'm trying to do things during it. And that's why you need a team. And I've learned this the hard way. So I have a team now, but it's not like we're gonna try to finish things and get them out and have everyone be ready and have all your ducks in a row this time. But like,
Absolutely.
you can't go back and be like, but I have two albums done. I need to release every single from them. They're like, sorry, you need new music now because it's already all on Spotify. So just gotta accept it, move forward, and keep playing the best songs. I'll play songs from 20 years ago. I don't care as long as they're good songs.
Yeah, exactly.
And the songs I write, I have a tape player in my room from like
You.
that I'm listening to four track recordings I made when I was 16, 17, 18, because there's ideas on there I still use.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And let me tell you another sort of sad story to the last to the song we're about to release. You just reminded me of this. So Stefan and me, we were in a band before that. It was 5 or 6 ago. We decided to leave the band together. Because we were just not happy anymore with the direction it went, and with the singer, he sort of had some really crazy ideas in mind, and he, you know, it was not a democratic band anymore.
Right.
In the
Which doesn't
process of
always
writing,
work. A democratic band doesn't always work. Sometimes you need a leader, or else you're going to end up with crappy music.
you are perfectly right. Not, however, if you sort of claim to democratic band, even in interviews and everything. There was the five of us being like super. It was a very, very special, particular kind of band and image also. But we sort of worked on an album together, and Stefan and me, we wrote music together, and this was 5 or 6 years ago. And the song we released now, we're about to release now in 2 weeks. It was written back then. So 5 years ago, 6 years ago, there are those ideas. You have them on your four-track tape machine. We have them in our DAW. It's just, you know, the past will always haunt you in a very,
I
very
mean, don't
positive
get me
way.
wrong. I have tons of recently not finished stuff from 5 years ago, but we're going back like 15 years, finding stuff, and it's still lots of it.
Yes.
It's great.
If you have the soul in it, if you, I don't know, there's something you can't really pin down sonically. If there is the special aspect in it, then it'll always work.
Honestly, I've never been happier like with the technology now. I can finish songs the way I want them. And
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't able to do that before, and it would have been too expensive. Like we used to do 4 hours getting drum sounds in a studio that we're paying
Yes.
$900 a day for.
Sure.
And then if we're lucky, the drummer can track two or three songs that day and then another three the next day. And now when I go back and listen to the 2-inch tape dumped into digital versions of drum sounds compared to like what my friends who don't even have a drum set in the producing room are using, it sounds worse. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
But I can still get that 90s vibe that I don't think the people can get now trying to get it. Can't wait to
Yeah,
show you the new
absolutely.
music. But I want to hear, so when you guys have a, you want to send me over some with the stuff you're promoting, like just so I can check it all out and see what your vibe is, so I get an idea of your songs that you like to perform live. I
Yeah,
think that'd
you
be
got
really cool. And
it.
yeah, if
That's
we
it.
could do a show, that's amazing. But I mean, the main thing I want to get out here is get what you're doing out to my audience and start that relationship. Who knows? We meet people like this, like the community in Toronto I was talking about. It's just really good to network with musicians and do what we can.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely. And that's the power of music.
if you're gonna play Toronto like that, I would definitely advise telling the Toronto DIT community all about it, and saying how this is a community where, musicians come together to help each other. And if you come to, over to Vienna sometime or like that, you can help them out.
What an amazing piece of advice. Appreciate it.
Anything else you want to tell my viewers and my listeners about what's going on with Lucy Dreams?
Well, I don't know if we've talked about Lucy in Lucy Dreams. I don't know if we should leave your dear listeners curious what who Lucy is. Just a gentle nod in the direction. It's an artificial band member who is basically the genesis of our band, and we were blown away when we first got in touch with her. She's a digital system, sort of a system made of digital and analog effects, which we have created for the music production. And she has been assisting us in writing songs ever since. So this is exciting, very, very exciting, and also name-giving for our band. And the second thing I would like to sort of stress is that, you know, the connection, we, the two of us, Aaron and me, we are sort of stressing now, the one between, say, Austria and Canada, couldn't be more precious for me. So here's to many, many more chapters, hopefully. with Canadians coming over to Europe and then more Austrians coming to Canada, because I think it's Vienna and Toronto or Austria and Canada. It's a nice sort of bridge we're building. And we just wrote the next chapter.
Now that's great. So, a little bit on that Lucy thing, I will have to ask. So, will there be any issues with having to and all label any of it AI? Like, is that even an issue? And I'm curious what.
We sort of called her an AI in the beginning, but when we digged deeper in the whole, in the whole field of AI, we found out that, our Lucy is not about machine learning. So it wouldn't be appropriate to label her AI. So we went for AB, an artificial band member.
I love it. So it's a
And
robot.
it's basically a robot, only with in terms of physically non-robotic
Well,
characteristics.
so to me, that's almost like an instrument, really.
Yeah, sort of. It is. It is. But with a lot of very communicative characteristics from her side.
I'm excited. I'm pretty like I said, I use a lot of weird stuff like, where we go. This isn't turning on yet, but I use stuff like this to start my show.
Yes, that's so cool.
And I'm like,
With Lucy starting ushers.
I'm an alt rock guitar player, but I use MIDI fighters and
Yeah,
things like
that is
that.
so cool. That is so
So,
cool.
well, that's great. I can't wait to
People,
see Lucy.
only listening and not watching. Aaron has just shown me, was it 50 or 60 knobs
It
that
was a
he's
MIDI
probably.
Fighter Twister and a MIDI Fighter 3D I was holding up that I used to launch all my shows. I love the MIDI Fighter 3D. It's like video game buttons that you press. There's 16 of
Yeah,
them.
exactly.
I also had showed them the push controller earlier with the 64 buttons, which are amazing because you can program the push controller to have only the notes from the scale in it.
Yeah, it's
That
amazing.
can, and that those are super fun. Well, that's awesome. Okay, well, I'm excited for your trip here. Do you have a website we can tell everyone about? I'll put it
I'd
right
love
there.
to. Yeah, exactly. I'd love everybody to have a look at lucydreams.net. That's our,
Beautiful.
sort of main venue. And from there, you can go everywhere. Our social handles are all lucy.dreams.dp, or just lucydreamsdp.
I'll list them here. I'll find them. And feel free
Yeah,
to email me any other things you want me to post in the description for our videos. Well, okay, well, this has been really
absolutely.
great, David. I'm excited to see Lucy Dreams come alive and maybe we can hang out and to see what goes on in Toronto. And
We will do.
this has been the Musicians Insider. I'm your host, Cronus, and you guys have a wonderful day.